The Taj Express. The Taj Express, a series of contemporary Indian stories with pictures painted in sound. Prepare yourself for a unique radio experience as we take you on a journey across India on the Taj Express.
This is Madhur Jaffrey, your host for the Taj Express. The short stories you will be hearing in this series come from different areas of the country. 3 of the 13 stories were written in English. The others have been translated from Hindi, Bengali, Punjabi, Urdu, and Kannada. The producers of this series are not attempting to give samplings of contemporary Indian literature. These stories were chosen because they represent pictures of India that adapt well to radio. All of the sound environments were recorded on location where the stories take place. Today's story, The Blackmailer, is set in Bombay, the film capital of India. The author, Anwar Azim, is also a screenwriter living in Bombay. It is on the fringe of this film industry that our story takes place. It is a complex portrait of a young man, a day in the life of Robbie, a photographer and small-time blackmailer. We present the first story in this series featuring the Indian film actor Jayanth in The Blackmailer by Anwar Azim.
Robbie pushes the curtain aside. A whiff of cigar smoke hits him in the face. He sees 2 big black feet on the glass top of the crescent-shaped table. Cigar smoke rises from somewhere behind the feet. The prey is now cornered. He pulls out a chair and sits down.
Robbie, you bastard. Why have you come here?
As you say, I am a bastard. Bastards like to visit bastards.
The air of nonchalance which Seth Chandra Mohan has assumed suddenly vanishes, and with this, his feet too vanish from the top of the table, and in their place, his face makes its appearance. There is little difference between his ugly feet and his ugly face, which is round and black, rolls of fat deeply crisscrossed by lines. His eyes seem to roll in grease. The buttons of the raw silk shirt are open down the middle. A gold chain lies on his hairy chest. He takes a deep puff at his cigar.
Tell me your price.
Seth, the thing is
damn
this.
Damn the thing. Tell me your price, you bastard.
Are you not keeping well, Seth Sahib?
Do you think, Robbie, that you have me cornered? I can have you thrown out of here right now, but I am a man of honor. Do not cough. I am telling you the truth. I do not indulge in small fancies, and I will not do anything which is below my dignity.
Seth, you are the boss. You can do anything you like, but can you buy a roll of film?
I cannot only buy a roll of film, I can buy you also.
Then buy me. I'm at your service, and I do not ask for more than 5,000.
Where is the roll of film? You cannot blackmail me so easily.
Oh, did I ever say it is easy to blackmail you? It is a difficult task, but I like such tasks.
Chandra Mohan, all your life you have blackmailed others. Now it's your turn.
Tonight, 9 o'clock, you bring me the film. Give me the roll, and take the money.
Where, sir?
Here.
Seth Chandramohan puts his feet back on the table. Robbie leaves. His next destination is a narrow, dirty lane beyond Mahim. Hens peck in heaps of filth. Boys are throwing stones at a mangy dog. He taps at a green door. It is old Joseph who opens the door. It is a wonder that old Joseph sees at all. All light has gone from his eyes. His soiled vest and trousers give off a stench of putrid oranges. Robbie is no stranger to the place, nor to the smell. A soiled curtain is pushed aside. Little bells sewn to the bottom edge tinkle unmusically. Rita comes into the room. She is barefoot. Her frock is tucked up, revealing her brown knees. Sweat glistens on her upper lip. There is nothing in her eyes, neither light nor darkness. With a nod of her head, she welcomes Robbie. First, she gives him a glass, then a bottle filled with orange-colored booze. Old Joseph is lying on the bed. His eyes are closed. Above his head in the little alcove, a candle flickers in front of a portrait of the Virgin. Rita stands near a broken table, peeling potatoes.
I've seen this girl grow up. Her worn-out frocks do not fit her anymore. Old Joseph takes a terrible toll on her. I've seen old Joseph grow old. I've seen his back bend. He used to dream of London. The dream still haunts him. Robbie's eyes are bloodshot. The room is on fire. The Virgin Mary is smiling. I'm also smiling. I have a 100-rupee note in my pocket. Old Joseph is dying. Old Joseph should die. Everyone should die. Only I should live. Me and Chandramohan. And perhaps Flora. Her breasts are small, yet beautifully shaped, like little pears. And her legs are so shapely. Look at Rita's legs. Thin, shriveled up like dry gourds. Everything is on fire.
The flame of the candle flickers. The deathbed creaks. Old Joseph is not yet dead.
Want more?
Robbie's hand lifts from the glass and touches her breast.
Hey, Rita. Today the artist won, and Chandramohan lost.
Some more?
Robbie's hand slithers over her breast. His tongue slides across his lips.
One more bottle. In honor of old Joseph.
Robbie looks at old Joseph. His eyes are closed. He no longer seems to breathe.
Poor Joseph. How easy it is to die. Too damn easy.